This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. And, of course, we bring things to the table as well. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
Jackie.
And Chris.
And, Chris, you've got probably the most interesting, or at least what I think to be the most interesting, of the stories that have been brought to the table. Apparently in, well, I don't know where it is. But there's some school district somewhere that
some school
apparently is making students wear some kind of scarlet letter sort of thing that the ACLU says is tantamount to public ridicule.
Daryl, that's rather dramatic. They aren't making them wear a scarlet letter. They're just wearing a special ID badge that says that they're slow.
And it's not scarlet.
No.
Forgive me for using a metaphor.
Yeah. We know where that leads. But in this case, Mingus Union High School in Cottonwood, Arizona, has done just that. And this is coming to us from Yahoo News. By the way, when did Yahoo become like a news source? I know we read lots of stories from Yahoo.
It's been several years.
It has been, but, you know, you kind of grow up with, in my case, Brinkley and Cronkite and those guys, and you don't really think Yahoo.
Right.
What's really freaking me out is Vogue Teen is now a really good investigative journalism source.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
There's a Teen Vogue?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Teen Vogue publishes really high-quality investigative journalism these days.
I'm surprised anybody's doing much investigative journalism, let alone that it's Teen Vogue.
I know. What a time to be alive.
We've read some stories from Teen Vogue. I can remember a couple of them. I'm not sure if they were really good or whether we were more poking fun at the stories.
Was it How to Know If Your Boyfriend Still Loves You?
It was not that. It was...
thinking 17 Magazine.
There we go. Well, it's pretty close.
No, they've seriously started doing serious political reporting.
Seriously?
In Teen Vogue. Yeah.
Right.
I'm not making this up. It's really, like, you know, Teen Vogue is publishing investigative journalism. The CIA has a Tumblr account. Like, yeah, what a time to be alive.
Well, since you can't find porn on Tumblr anymore, I guess you can go read classified documents from the CIA.
No, they're not classified documents, but they will occasionally post, like, announcements and stuff to their Tumblr account.
Right, and then they just, you know, redact everything, so you just see the word, the.
So I got a silly story, but it was going back an awfully long time.
All right.
And I was about to go into the military, and I knew I was going to be in the communications area. And I thought, you know, I'm in high school. Why not think about that next step afterwards?
So you invented Tumblr?
Nope. I applied to the CIA.
I'm sorry.
So it was kind of interesting. So I'm trying to find a phone number for the CIA in Oregon. There's nobody in Portland. There's no listing or anything like that. The nearest one was in Seattle. So there's a phone number, and the directory assistance, I think, was able to give it to me. I call them up, and I say, you know, I'm going into this sort of a field in the military.
That's back when you could dial zero to get to an operator, and they could help you find telephone numbers.
When you dialed zero, it went click, 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 click. That's how old we're talking about. But I call them up, and they're like, I'm like, yes, I'm just wondering if you guys hire in this sort of field that I'm in. And they said, sure, just give us your address. And I did. And they said, okay, thank you. That was it. And then a couple weeks later, I get a single piece of paper that had been folded in half.
All right.
Stapled with no return address whatsoever. Just addressed to me. That was it. And on the inside was just a very brief application instructions on where to send it and stuff like that.
All right.
I didn't follow up.
Yeah. So somehow we got to that
from
the first sentence.
But in
from
this, case,
this Yahoo News story.
Headline, school policy forces kids with bad grades to wear special IDs. Quote, public ridicule, unquote, says ACLU. A high school that requires some students to wear ID badges announcing their failing grades is causing bullying and public ridicule, especially for students with learning disabilities, and has caused the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, to step in. Mingus Union High School in Cottonwood, Arizona, issued ID badges for all students to hang around their necks. Freshmen and sophomores wear red-colored cards, and juniors and seniors wear gray, both of which are school colors.
All right.
These are standard badges worn by students at schools across the nation, issued in part as identification in the case of a school shooting. Attorney Susan Segal, who was representing the school, tells Yahoo Lifestyle.
Because quote, if you get shot at school, the shooter's not just going to, like, mix up the name badges?
It's probably more like dog tags to find out whose body is whose.
Right. But, like, you can remove them and just mix them up.
Or if you were a school shooter, you
or
could
just,
certainly...
like, throw them all in a big pile in the middle and then...
That would be really malicious afterthought for a school shooting. But maybe they do. Who knows? My immediate thought was, well, how hard could it possibly be to fake a school badge and just walk right in the door?
Well, I mean, is it, like, the security badge or just...
Yeah, I don't know if these are, you know, like NFC-style badges, so you got to, like, beep your way in or anything like that. Some schools have stuff like that. Or what? Susan Segal, representing the school, tells Yahoo Lifestyle, quote, at Mingus, older kids are allowed to leave campus for lunch, and their colored badges indicate their grade level to security guards, unquote. But according to the Arizona chapter of the ACLU, upperclassmen who struggle in classes must also wear red badges, a.k.a. the Scarlet Badge of Shame, with numbers that indicate their repeated grade level if their marks don't improve. Quote, not surprisingly, students forced to wear the bright red badges have experienced increased bullying, public ridicule, and shaming by other students and teachers, unquote, read a December 28th letter from the ACLU to Superintendent Jeannie G., a student whose identity was kept private, quote, has heard other students call classmates wearing the scarlet badge, quote, stupid and, quote, problem kids, unquote, wrote legal director Kathleen E. Brody. The students, quote, report that because of wearing the scarlet badge, blank receives less individual instruction from teachers because they assume blank is not interested, motivated, or capable of learning. This all causes blank to experience increased anxieties at school, feel ostracized from other students, and feel stigma by teachers and administrators, unquote. And when I say blank, those are points that they have redacted.
Right. They've redacted the person's name. And my first thought here is, do you want students to wind up getting bad grades? Because this is how you get students to have bad grades. You tell everybody,
yeah,
this student has bad grades, and then the teacher winds up not helping that student, thus perpetuating them getting bad grades.
Or the teacher takes an inordinate amount of time to explain it to Slow Johnny, because,
right,
you know, he's behind a little bit in algebra. So now the teacher is focused all the way on, you know, it's not going to look good if I've got a red badge in my class. So
right
now I'm going to spend 75% of my time with him and ignore everybody else.
This just whole situation and story is triggering my PTSD from school. Like, just.
Did you have to wear a bright red badge?
No, but it's just a reminder of, I think, a lot of people who go into teaching were the bullies, and like, they dominated their schools, and they still want to dominate little children. Like,
I would agree with that.
There's some people who go into it for the love of teaching. Like, I don't even think it's the majority of teachers, but
there's definitely a percentage
of teachers who get into it because, you know, they peaked in, like, middle school or high school, and they want to still dominate that age group.
Glory days?
Yeah, and they either look the other way or they encourage and participate in the bullying.
I'm thinking of a couple teachers I had in school who were also coaches, you know, but they also taught a subject. And I would say they kind of took that attitude a little bit.
Yeah.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. What are your thoughts? Do you think that teachers are the actual bullies? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
There are basically two types of advertising. Direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about a high school in Cottonwood, Arizona that is requiring certain students that shall we say, aren't performing up to par, to wear bright red badges, or what they're referring to here as the Scarlet Badge of Shame, which the ACLU says is tantamount to bullying and public ridicule, and apparently has led to shaming not only by other students, but also teachers. We'll get back into this, plus your calls. But want to make sure that we tell you about Smart Cash, one of our newest advertisers. They're a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies that have voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate, where one smart equals one vote. Smart Cash also has Smart Rewards, which is designed to be a price stabilization mechanism and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn Smart Rewards on any address for which you hold the keys, which holds at least 1,000 Smart for at least 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during the time. Smart Rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks, so roughly every month, and those are sent out to all eligible addresses. You can learn more about Smart Cash at smartcash.cc. That's smartcash.cc. Let's go to the phones before we get back into the article. Head to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Dale calling in from Indianapolis, listening to LRN.FM. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, I wanted to say, first things off.
No.
Do we get our prank call out of the way early on?
Yeah.
Maybe.
There's somebody else, might also be a prank call. We'll wait a minute. Go ahead and jump back into this article, Chris, about the Red Badge of Shame, or rather the Scarlet Badge of Shame.
Yep. And they're referring to a student whose name they have redacted, and this has caused him or her or they to experience increased anxiety at school, feeling ostracized from other students and feeling stigmatized by teachers and administrators. The ACLU says the Scarlet Badges violate the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act, FERPA, a federal law that keeps students' educational records private.
Oh, yes. I didn't even think about that, but that is very, very true.
It is. I knew it was. I didn't know that it was called FERPA. Why do I think furries?
I don't know.
That's all right.
Probably because of the call we just got.
Probably. There we go. The Americans with Disability Act, and they're talking about what this may violate. First of all, the FERPA, Family Education Rights and Privacy Act, a federal law that helps keep students' educational records private. The Americans with Disabilities Act and the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which guarantees that people be treated equally. One junior named Jordan Pickett, who misses classes due to her severe anemia, says her red badge singles her out. Quote, I have to go down to Phoenix to do doctor visits and all that, so I miss a lot of days of school because of it, unquote, she told AZ Family, Arizona Family. Pickett's friend Jonah Ray also wears a red badge. Quote, upperclassmen who are missing any credit whatsoever, any credit, are immediately slapped with a red card, said Ray, according to Arizona Family. Quote, I said, like I study history, and a kid immediately chimes in saying, quote, you like to study, then why do you have a red card? That must mean you're stupid or something, unquote.
Wow, that just sounds like a quote straight out of Forrest Gump. You stupid or something?
You got a red card.
You got a red card.
In the fall, reported AZ Family, the teens unsuccessfully argued their case against badges during a school board meeting. Pickett was assigned a red badge because she hadn't earned the required 12 credits to keep her in 11th grade, although Segal couldn't elaborate on the details for Yahoo Lifestyle, noting, quote, the family says she has a disability. However, there has never been a request for disability designation, unquote. So they didn't ask that she be considered disabled. therefore you're going to treat this person differently? I'm sorry. I really have a problem with forcing people to have to claim something, and especially disabilities.
Right.
So there's a stigma to that.
Right. Pickett, again, has anemia, so she has to have regular doctor visits, and Cottonwood is about, I just looked at a map, it's not too far from Sedona. Sedona's about an hour and a half from Phoenix.
Yeah.
So, you've got doctor visits, you're missing a day of school.
Right, right. Unbelievable.
That's not necessarily a disability. That's definitely a medical condition, and the school should definitely work with her on that. But to say, oh, you have to go file a disability claim because of something, as you said, there's a lot of stigma with that. But not only that, there's also the potential that future employers might not ever hire her because, oh, well, disability.
Yeah, and it's insane. And to me, I mean, not to get off the story too much, but there are a lot of disabled people in this world, in this right. country, who may not be what we would call, quote, disabled.
Right.
I've seen, you know, people hop out of the car when they're parking in the handicap spot, and I'm sitting there going, maybe there's probably some good reason that I don't know, but my first thought is, I kind of picture that spot for people like getting out in a walker or getting right. out on a wheelchair or something like that. A lot of people
have hidden mobility issues where it's the distance of walking that's an issue and not just walking, period.
I'm fine with that. I'm just stating that I tend to stereotype, which I do. But I suspect, you know, I've seen some really, really, really obese people that get to park up front because they've got, you know, the little blue card on right. their car. And my question is that I'm not even going to go into, is that really a disability or is that something that happened to you because of your own actions? To me, a disability really is something that you couldn't control.
There's a feedback loop with obesity and disability in that if you injure your joints, then it's harder to exercise, you gain weight.
I get that.
And then as you gain weight, it puts more strain on your joints, making them more susceptible to injury. So a lot of times it's not, oh, they're disabled because they're fat. It's like they got fat because they hurt themselves, and then it's really hard, you know.
I get that. Part of me in my head goes, I've struggled with weight my whole life, but I've never hit that point.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on this or whatever is on your mind? This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is reiterating that the country has a serious illegal immigration issue. Speaking in McAllen, Texas, the president said the tremendous flood of illegal immigrants are making their way across the southern border.
Look, this is common sense. They need a barrier. They need a wall. If you don't have it, it's going to be nothing but hard work and grueling problems. And by the way, and death.
Vice President Mike Pence says it's time for Democrats to start negotiating in order to end a partial government shutdown. Pence was speaking today on Capitol Hill.
Democrats continue to maintain the position that they will not negotiate until
The president reopens the government. That's with the crisis we have on our southern border, the American people deserve better.
The Dow was up 123 points to close at 24001. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's also the Discord on-air call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. And Discord is much more than just call-in lines. Not that, you know, that's just a thing, because, you know, like, there's not a lot of services that offer good quality voice-over internet.
Right.
But Discord does. They also have chat rooms. And what else do they have in there, Chris? I know you use the thing more than I do.
They have voice chat, so you don't even have to be calling into the show. You can chat with other people who listen to the show or value the ideas of liberty. And there's lots of different rooms, lots of different topics. It's fun to explore and sometimes scary.
And there's that troll zone, or what's the actual name of that room, where the toxic user zone. Where there are certain people that have been banished to that room, and it is not safe for work. Jackie could probably tell you all about the not safe for work stuff, but can't do it on the radio. Got to go to discord.lrn.fm to find out. So we had been talking about, and I think there's still a little bit more to cover here,
yep.
This high school in Cottonwood, Arizona, Mingus Union High School, that... Well, they have school badges. The students have badges. Freshmen and sophomore wear red-colored badges. And juniors and seniors wear gray badges. Asterisk, if you're a junior or senior that's behind on some classes, then you also wear a bright red badge that is being referred to as the Scarlet Badge of Shame.
Yep. Quote, the school, well, not quote yet, but the school's actions are law-abiding, says Segal. This is Susan Segal, who is representing the school district against all these inevitable lawsuits are going to be coming their way.
Right, and of course, the school district lawyer or spokesperson is going to say, we're not doing anything wrong.
Completely law-abiding.
If your spokesman says, yeah, we screwed up, then you really screwed up.
Yeah, basically what Seagal says is because FERPA allows the release of, quote,
FERPA being the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act.
Yeah, which protects students' education records.
Yeah.
Because FERPA allows the release of, quote, directory information, unquote, such as name, address, telephone listing, date of birth, place of birth, participation in recognized activities in sports, and dates of attendance, unless otherwise stated by the family, unquote. Jordan's family never opted out of the disclosure of directory information, unquote.
Jordan being Jordan Pickett, who right. is one of the students who has to wear one of these scarlet badges of shame because she's got a medical condition that requires her to miss a good bit of school to go to doctor's appointments in Phoenix.
Right. And like a good attorney, she just rattles off a bunch of things, none of which have to do with being behind in school. Not a right. single thing. Again, she says directory information is name, address, telephone listing, date and place of birth, participation in official recognized activities in sports, and dates of attendance, unquote. There's nothing in there about you're falling behind.
Right.
There's nothing in there about you're missing credits.
Right.
Those are things that are private and that students are protected from with federal law from having release. And this story is horrendous. However, Brody says designated colors signifying a student's competency skirt FERPA rules. Quote, anyone can clearly see that Jordan isn't doing as well as expected, unquote, she tells Yahoo Lifestyle. Quote, anyone can, there has to be a way for the school to manage this without a sign on the student's chest. Jordan feels slighted by her teachers and made to feel not as smart, whereas the opposite is true, unquote.
All right, here's an idea. Not that I'm advocating for student ID cards or badges worn around students' necks, but, you know, that ship has sailed long ago.
Right.
I'm assuming that all of these badges have a magnetic strip on the back.
Right.
You can store information that is machine readable when you swipe the little magnetic thing that would then tell the security guard, oh, no, this person's only a freshman. This person's a sophomore. This person should be a senior, but they're behind on credit, so treat them like a sophomore.
I have no issue with the colored badges between blue and gray. I think those are the school colors. Red and gray. Big deal. No big deal. You know, that's just a non-issue. But to call out kids for whatever reason,
right?
You don't need no stinking badges. It is horrendous practice. And why would anyone even bring that up? I mean, it's insanity. On Wednesday, Seagal sent a response to the ACLU, citing the Department of Education's regulation that doesn't permit parents to, quote, opt out of allowing students to wear identification that includes directory information. She also stated that calling the red badge a, quote, scarlet letter, unquote, is misleading.
Of course she's going to say that, because she's the one advocating for the use of the scarlet letter.
Yes, it's her job to say that. However, the school agreed to remove the number 11 from Pickett's badge. And if Pickett's mother decides to opt out of disclosing directory information, the teen will receive a badge that doesn't indicate her grade or color. Okay, well, that's great if all students do that. I hope all parents do. Hope all parents...
And then everybody gets a plain white badge.
Yeah, you know, just that's it. And this idea of singling people out, and I understand a little bit of where they're coming from in that, you know, seniors and juniors are allowed to leave campus.
Right.
But if there's a lesson here, it's take your kids out of public school, because this is absurd.
Yes.
This is just ridiculous.
Government-run school is absurd.
And we thought central planning would work here. Guess what? It didn't work here either.
Yeah. Where has central planning worked?
I don't know.
Iodized salt.
Iodized salt?
Please explain.
Subsidized iodized salt has done more to reduce cognitive disabilities than and a bunch of other birth defects than any other government intervention, like, for billions of people.
Okay.
And it's
all
something
right.
that
so,
the market did not just provide on its own. So government subsidized the iodization of salt, and it ends up raising the average IQ of a population by about a full standard deviation.
All right. So let me ask this question. Is it possible for someone to iodize salt without government approval?
Yes, but people weren't buying okay. it because they didn't understand the benefits of it.
So has its time come? It's come and gone?
No, I mean, we've had iodized salt in this country for like 100 years or so.
Right.
There's still about another couple billion people in the world who don't have access to it.
Right, and we
can't, accordingly.
We can't make them do that unless we start taking away like foreign aid and stuff like that.
No,
but,
I mean, there's organizations like the Canadian Micronutrient Initiative that's working on it.
That's fine.
It was originally a government initiative, and it was tremendously successful.
At iodizing salt.
Yes, and raising the IQ of the population by about a standard deviation as a result for people who lived inland and didn't have access to iodine in their diet.
Like people in Arizona? Can I just refer back to our previous story and ask you that again? No, I understand that, and there have been things that, you know, the eradication of polio. I mean, that was primarily something that government did, and it was good. The question is do we still need laws on the books, because laws on the books will never go away, that will have something to do with iodized salt, and there's probably a whole bunch of money in Washington that goes to iodized salt.
I don't often advocate for book burning, but if we burn all the books with the laws and regulations, I would not cry.
I don't think I would either.
And we could at least start stay over. Warm forever because there's so many laws and regulations.
That's a good point, too.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And since we are kind of talking about the market, apparently there was a brewery in Florida that did something that... well, hasn't been done before. We'll tell you about it. Plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl,
Jackie,
and Chris.
And we have been talking about this high school in Cottonwood, Arizona, that is making certain students wear scarlet badges of shame, and the spokeswoman slash, I'm not sure if she was spokeswoman or lawyer, but she's the one talking to the media on behalf of the school, said that we take issue at referring to them as scarlet letters and scarlet badges of shame. Well, of course you do, because you're the one passing them out to students who haven't met some kind of expectation about grades or credits or something. And Chris, as you pointed out, apparently there's some kind of opt-out where if parents say we don't want our kids wearing one of these colored badges, then they just get a plain badge. So it would be really interesting to see what happens if, let's just say, 5 or 10% of the students wind up getting their parents to opt them out and they go with these plain badges. And not just the students that would otherwise get the scarlet badge of shame, but, you know, what if the valedictorian decided, you know what, I'm going to go with that plain white badge, too.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just silliness, and I hate the fact that there are kids in school, kids that are at an age where they are easily damaged. I don't want to talk about the fragility of some generations, but, you know, even when I was a kid, if you would have, you know, pointed out 13, 14, 15-year-old kids and gave people a reason to make fun of them.
Right.
You didn't need to do that. They did it on their own anyway. They came up with whatever reason they thought was appropriate. And for a school district to fuel this, it's just disgusting.
Yeah. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. Got a story about some technology that might actually save the lives of some sea turtles. But before we get into that, let's go to the phones. We've got Jess calling in from Virginia. Jess, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Daryl. How's it going?
Good. This is
Jess Mears.
What's your title with the Libertarian Party?
She's the membership manager. She managed our member.
I was just going to say, you're really digging a hole there.
Yeah. We're very happy with how she managed your member, Daryl.
Ships. Our membership.
Membership.
Yes. Okay. Yes. What's going on?
So I showered in anarchy tonight.
You showered in anarchy, all right.
I'm guessing you guys probably sent me Axe Anarchy for her.
Yes. Yes, I did. So, see, here's the thing. We're on like 190 radio stations. Not everybody knows what you're talking about.
I'll give context. So yeah. Jess Mears is the lady who introduced Daryl and I.
Yes.
She arranged to have him go down to D.C. to run in a race with the idea of she needed to introduce him to me because I lived down in the D.C. area at the time and was complaining about how, you know, 20 years in the party, can't swing a dead cat without hitting a dozen thirsty single libertarian dudes. And then as soon as I decide that's what I want, they all dried up. They were all like gay, married, or half my age. And so Jess...
Or all of the above.
Yeah, yeah. And so Jess imported one for me, and we hit it off very well. And that's how I ended up moving to New Hampshire, and now we're getting married. So after several discussions, we're like, we need to send her something nice.
Yeah, so sent you actually a couple of things. One of them I think you're going to use the next time you go do a park cleanup, which I understand libertarians of D.C. did recently.
Yeah, so I did call in on Monday night. We thought you guys would be here every night, but so now I'm calling in tonight. And we did a national park, the D.C., the mall. Up and it kind of has gotten a lot of attention in and around the Liberty Circle as well as other places.
Right.
And now libertarians have organized like over 20 mall or trash pickups this upcoming weekend, and it's getting a lot of attention. One of the issues we have as libertarians and the Libertarian Party and getting media attention is that they don't really want to cover what we're doing. You know, outside of maybe it's political campaign season, but right now there's a whole bunch of news stations that are calling libertarians and asking them to do interviews with them. So it's like this amazing opportunity to like show voluntarism and just get people thinking about, hey, these government programs, they shut down. How would these things continue? They're like, hey, let's just show you. We're going to be the first example.
Plus, anything that will get libertarians to get off their keyboards and go outside, you know, because, like, they'll do stuff during petitioning season, election season, but then that leaves, like, half the year to fight on Facebook. So I approve of any kind of activities that get my fellow party members to get off their keyboards and go outside.
And apparently there's a website, Jess, I don't know if you're the one that set this up, lp.org/shutdown, and people can... click a link that's in the middle of that page, and it takes them to a spreadsheet showing here are all of the park cleanups across the country, and right now I'm seeing 21 of them.
Yeah, and there's a map feature, too, if you want to go to lp.org/park cleanup. And
lp.org/park cleanup. Because some people on Twitch say you're a little hard to hear on the phone. So it's lp.org/park cleanup, correct?
That is correct. And that shows now. And there's more coming. You can check back. And I did want to mention that out of the people that came to the D.C. cleanup, most of them are people I've never met before. And there were some really good-looking dudes. So if you're a libertarian... come clean up the parks this weekend because you might be able to meet your next significant other. And then I can get more presents.
Yes, do we have, Jess is a very good matchmaker. Daryl and I endorse A++++.
Yes.
Would use again, but won't have to because she's such a good matchmaker.
Plus, you can run your Libertinder app there and you'll get hooked up on lots of dates, right? Do we have a Libertinder?
I don't know if there's a Liberty-specific Tinder, Jess. Thank you for the call. And, yeah, a little bit of difficulty with the connection on the call. If she had the Discord app, it would probably have sounded better.
Probably.
Discord.lrn.fm.
I did send you guys a link to a story from Not Really News. This is obvious satire, but it does discuss the libertarians finally enjoying the national parks during the government shutdown.
Yes.
Right.
That's so true, because, like, I bet there's more libertarians going to the park right now, because, like, I'm going to go clean it up to show you that we don't need government, than would normally go. Because, again, it's they like to spend all day on Facebook fighting
with each other. Right.
But this was a pretty good satire. It says, quote, look, our national parks aren't really about liberty, unquote, said Mr. Bateman, the fictitious person doing this interview, making his way through heaps of discarded trash on the abandoned Yosemite Valley Visitor Center. Quote, there should never be the word national in any of our park names. It should be run by volunteers, you know, by people who give freely of their resources and not by some central socialist government agency. Now, it goes on to say, with few staff on duty in national parks due to the current government shutdown, reports of overflowing trash, it's a libertarian paradise, continues Mr. Bateman. I can do whatever I want, and there's no tyrannical park ranger to tell me to stop.
Now, apparently, in northern New Hampshire, in the White Mountains, which is a national forest, not a national park,
right,
run by a completely different government entity, they largely rely on volunteers for cleanup. And apparently the volunteers had been told that they are not allowed to go pick up trash.
So how about, are parks open? Are they closed?
It depends on the park.
Some of them are open. Some of them are closed.
Like, some of them have highways running through them, so what are you going to do? Some of them are easier to close than others.
And, like, the National Mall, which in years past has had fences constructed around it, is remaining open because it's just a series of sidewalks.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, and particularly about Gettysburg. So when the shutdown under Obama...
Like most of the city.
It is. But when there was a shutdown under Obama...
And there have been two previous under Trump.
Right.
This is his third.
Well, I went through five while I was in the military.
All right.
Five shutdowns. It was not the end of the world. My pay was delayed. That was it. But
Did you get told to have a garage sale?
No, I did not.
Or post things on eBay?
But we did remove tons of barriers at Gettysburg. That was good.
I just looked it up, and Gettysburg is open, and apparently there's a nonprofit working to maintain it.
Very cool.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.